Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
12 o'clock. The best hour of Show and Vern. I am your leader, Ron the Show Hughley. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier. And Steve Serta is producing this bad boy. Thank you for joining us during your lunch break. If you have missed it, if you have been stuck, whoa, the Royals stepped up with big news. Bubba Starling has been called up. And if you follow Terrence Gore's Twitter, Vernon, it almost makes it seem like we may have lost Terrence Gore. And I'll be damned. If Terrence Gore is the one who is bouncing, Serta, we're doing a montage. We are doing a montage for Terrence Gore.
We're making a movie.
I'll just settle for the montage.
Yeah, come on.
All right, remember, Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kcLynn.com. Got a little too confident, start going a little too hard. Remember,
it's like Mahomes. You got ahead of yourself.
It is, man. I got to admit it myself. We are in the midst of Thirsty Thursday all day here on 610 Sports Radio, and this is one of the best days all day. $50 to Rye on the Plaza, and if you don't get yourself food horny every time that Vern does a read from Rye on the Plaza, I don't know if you have a heart. So if you hear
you
what
you think
he
I'm
says,
touching people's hearts like that,
you touch mine every time.
Well, that's just because you stay hungry.
It's mostly you because I love you, but then when you speak about food at Rye specifically, like. When you talk about those hush puppies and you talk about them wings, where you know me, you don't even need ranch with those wings, and I can't eat nothing but anyway. So, yeah, $50 to Rye on the Plaza. Whenever you hear these sleigh bells, caller number 15, two opportunities in this segment to win $50 to Rye on the Plaza.
If you're just joining us and wondering, how's the show been going so far? From the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line and the 816. When I worked at Missouri Western Food Court, I used to serve food to chiefs during training camp, and I personally knew a couple of ladies that had relationships with married Chiefs players.
Come on, guys. What are we doing here?
We're at that point of the
show.
Is
this where we watched Jimmy Kimmel and people got inspired by Jimmy Kimmel trying to put things out of Patrick Mahomes and making Patrick Mahomes on live national television?
I don't speak think they
about,
were married.
Speak about Nashville bachelor trips. Come on, guys.
I think they were single young Chiefs players.
Let's just not even mention it.
But we're just having a good time.
Be frank with you.
Enjoying Missouri Western.
You're losing cool points, Vern, for even reading it.
A lot of people on the text line mad at you for thinking Robert De Niro was in Invincible.
That's right. I missed that.
He was the father in
Silver Linings.
They were both Eagles fans, damn it.
Not the same movie.
It's so do you think Invincible different. Couldn't be more different.
Yeah. I mean, one of them's about a special teams player.
What's the other one?
The other one's just about how the Bradley Cooper and J-Law were like nuts.
Yeah, it's just a
don't
life
call
movie.
Nuts, man.
It's just a movie about two people falling in love.
It's a little bit more than them falling in love. It's one of the great
Not really.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, it's yes, right. Man.
I could not get to the end of that movie quick enough.
I watched it once, and I was just like, I don't really understand why it's up for a bunch
me
of
Me and Mrs. Show, after it ended, we were like, this is one of the best movies we've ever seen.
You guys are perfect for one another.
It was great.
Should get married.
It was great. I remember being in a PAX, being in the PAX.
Oh. No, I kind of just want to let it happen.
I remember being in a packed theater, and because of my job and where I've worked before here, I knew all about hardcore medications people would take, and she said something like, "Oh yeah, I take Seroquel to sleep," and I busted out laughing after the joke. Nobody else in the theater was cracking up. Mm-hmm.
I just busted out laughing. Kind of like what's happening right now.
Yeah. What would you expect it to it's go still, over very well?
I'm just saying the joke is
with
so
Serta and Vern.
If there were people in here, if there were people in the theater, I busted out laughing. Everybody just looked at me. It was hilarious.
Hey, Will Shields, when he's not trying to make a big league player out of Khalil McKenzie on the franchise, he's joining the guys on NFL Network, and he was asked about the Chiefs' chances of winning the Super Bowl.
Well, we always hope they can get to the Super Bowl this year. I think it's going to be a little transition because they are changing defenses.
Yep.
Putting in a whole new scheme, different things. Instead of worried about the 50 touchdowns, we just need 45. You just need enough to get there, and you need a good defense enough to hold them out so that you can get there.
And when he said that, I thought of what I've heard Fesco say a lot. Fesco pointing out Steve Spagnuolo defenses normally take a while before everything is really clicking on all cylinders. He always says, you'll see the best Spagnuolo defense in December. In the postseason, which, yes, is encouraging, and I think we would all take the Chiefs' defense being at its best come the postseason. But again, hearing Will Shields right there, a Hall of Famer, say, hey, it's going to take a little while for this defense to fully gel. Ron, everyone in the Chiefs' kingdom knows, not hopes or assumes, knows that the offense is going to be remarkable with Mahomes and Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and everyone else. If that defense does not look drastically better than what it did last season, panic will ensue in Kansas City. Now, look, there's no avoiding it. We can try to prep everyone. Fesco can do his best to let people know that it's going to take a while for this defense. But if they look like the Civ defense, if Spagnuolo, Clark, and Honey Badger aren't clicking on all cylinders in week one against Jacksonville, week two against Oakland, I promise you, no matter what you try to tell Chiefs fans, panic will reign in the Chiefs kingdom.
I'm just listening to this, and I've been thinking this over. I mean, when you bring about what Will said and what Bob has said, Vern, we should go off the handle. I don't give a rip if they start slow. With the personnel they have, with the coaching staff they have, Vern, their start slow should look like the 85 Bears compared to what the Chiefs threw out there last year. So it should make, I don't even know what the Chiefs defense could do, even with new personnel, new coaches. Even if they start slow, Vern, it has to look 10 times better than what the Chiefs put out last year. I don't know what even I could even think about that would even match if even the first
Rod, before let's keep in mind, that Chiefs fans didn't think the defense was an issue until what, the Seattle game?
But still, Vern.
So hold up there. All you got to do is give me a few sacks and some accidental turnovers, and we'll believe things are fine.
And that's what
I'm
talking about.
If they give up 28 to 30 points, panic will ensue.
And that's what I'm talking about. Could you please unbutton one of those buttons?
I can't.
Come on, man.
No.
Let's pick it up.
Less sex, more sports. Get to your point.
God dang it. Just do it. My point would be so much better, I swear, if you did it. What I'm saying is, Vern, it shouldn't even get to a point. It should, with their personnel and what they have, we should be looking at this defense, and it should just be like, oh, my God. Look how great they look. I mean, they didn't give up an eight-play drive.
Yeah, you're making my point right now, Ron. You're making my point. That's the expectation. I know the offense is great, and the defense better look great right out of the gate. And from people that I respect, people that are in Canton, they're slowly starting to put up signs of, hey, it's not going to be a finished product in week one. And I think a lot of people feel like it should be a finished product in week one.
Even if people think it should be a finished product, I don't know what this Chiefs defense coming in the next four games to start the season could do to make you think that it doesn't look right or look better, to make you even get nervous.
Allow Nick Foles to throw three touchdown passes on
you in
week one.
It is just hard for me to get around seeing this defense at all ever look
as bad as
last year. What have
you been worried the most about when it comes to this defense in the offseason? What's the one spot on this team that has you most concerned?
The secondary. But right. I still,
and you don't think that secondary could be exposed by Nick Foles and whoever the hell he has at receiver?
I think it could be exposed, but I don't think – I don't even see a possibility with the personnel they have and the staff that they could even make us even look like they looked as inept and as downright at times stupid as the Chiefs' defense did last year. With the players they have, and with, like I don't see how to that point.
Chiefs fans say that when it's opportune, but more times than not, they just blame Dee Ford. It's not an inept defense. Yes, it was a bad defense, but it was still a defense that gave you a chance to look. It was still a defense because of the offense that gave you a chance to win. Right? You had the ball. With opportunities to win, you won the game if Dee Ford doesn't line up offsides. You were one that was harping on the defense and how bad it was starting in week two of last season. It took many people 13 weeks to catch up. Again, you're different than the average Chiefs fan. We know the offense is going to be great, and with the changes and the additions they've made on the defensive side of the ball, look, I haven't met the fan base that exudes patience. And I think this defense might require some patience. I'm not expecting patience from Chiefs fans in the first few weeks of the season. In an all-in, we have the total package team. We are a finished product. We got the great offense. Now we got the great defense. Let's go get the trophy.
Congratulations to Chris and Lee Summit winning $50 to Rye. The next time you hear these sleigh bells.
No way. Look at that.
Yeah, sit down. You owe him an apology. Sorry, the next time Steve. You hear those sleigh bells will be your next chance, your next opportunity to win $50 at the Plaza.
Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306 from the 913. Guys, I'm planning to go out to the game tomorrow if Bubba Starling plays. Will he be in the lineup? That to me is an obvious yes. Bubba Starling will.
Yeah, Dayton as much said he's come up here to play.
Barring injury, he's going to be in the lineup every single day this weekend against Detroit. So, yeah. Yeah, I would expect the walk-up numbers to be pretty big for that game tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be a – well, I know it won't be a sellout. But a Friday night fireworks, you know, you're normally going to get 25 for that. You should be able to push 29,000 people tomorrow. That should be maybe – the best crowd of the season. I don't know if they've done fireworks yet. That might
be the
first. I
think it's Buck Night, too.
Yes. Yeah, Buck Night, Firework Friday, and Bubba Starling's debut. That's going to be one of, if not the best atmosphere since opening day. Can't imagine it gets bigger than tomorrow night at Kauffman as far as an atmosphere because of the amount of people that will ultimately turn
up. Listen, Bert, I am just so thankful. And we do this. Once we get to football season, every year we do the thank yous for things that got us through the summer. I am so thankful right now for this Bubba Starling story. I am so thankful him getting called up because this is giving us something real. Like, I think people and fans and listeners can get themselves, I don't know about excited, but at least interested in with the Royals and Bubba Starling. And I think, you know, this is going to get us through this week. I think Monday there still will be a conversation piece and interest. And if
maybe Monday.
Oh, you don't think so? I think at least Monday, whether he fails or whether he stinks or he's good, it's a conversation piece.
Because I don't know about that.
Well, he will have not played a game the last time we were on, the last time we'd be on the air, which would be middays on Friday.
Right, but if he struggles, I don't want to just sit here and rip the kid apart when he just had the most memorable 3 days of his life.
Not going to rip the kid apart.
Again, you're doing what I'm talking about,
doing
man.
Doing what?
This is a weekend about congratulating him and celebrating his perseverance. It's not about what he does on the field. So Monday,
well, that's absolutely not true. I mean, a part of it is what he does on the field, okay. Right?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
You're not going to be what? You're not going to be.
I didn't say I'm not going to be watching. I watched Nicky Lopez, and then you turned it in.
I turned it into what?
You turned it into a whole thing about, oh my God, Nicky Lopez. Look at, you know, he's
What did I say?
Even when he fails, he handles it like a pro.
I said he handled it like a pro. Right. I did not say Nicky Lopez was going to be anybody's star. I just said I was impressed by his makeup and that it wasn't too big for him.
Right. I'm not going to make any drastic conclusions off of three games. If you want to do that on Monday, you go right ahead. Now, if the kid breaks.
We'll just analyze what we saw.
If he has seven hits over the weekend, we can celebrate that. But as far as so regardless of what Bubba Starling does, you think it's still a storyline coming up on Monday after a riveting series between the Royals and Tigers as they battle for the basement?
I think potentially right now, one of the top three stories in terms of sports in this city is Bubba Starling. And he has not played a game and will not play a game until Friday. And yes, this weekend, a home series, I think Bubba will be one of the top stories coming in Monday. In
Protein sport. House, eat with a purpose. Text line 69306. Listener 20, what time is the power hour coming on today? From the 913, my prediction is come Monday, you all will be talking about Tyreek Hill. As breaking news about whether or not he's suspended or not. Wouldn't that be the most unfair thing ever?
To Bubba Starling.
If on Friday the Tyreek Hill news comes out, because you're right, then that would dominate the news cycle and Bubba Starling would become a complete afterthought.
No, so what are you saying? What do you think Bubba has to do? Is it seven hits? That's what you said? You think Bubba's got to get like five, seven, eight hits to be a talking point? I think he'll be a talking point if he goes 0 for 15.
He's got to make at least two highlight plays. Diving catches in center field, home run robbing catches in center field, or big extra base hits. One of those two things must happen, in my opinion. And they have to total two. You got to make two catches. You got to have two big ABs. But if you go out there and just have a few singles, again, it falls, in my opinion, under the category of congratulations, young man.
Yeah, I just think with the interest in him of the fan base, I think it will be whether he fails or he has a good weekend series, I think it'll be something people want to hear about and want to talk about. It'll be one of the top stories in sports in Kansas City.
To the previous texter asking about Power Hour, have you made a decision this?
We're not doing Power Hour.
Okay. You just seemed like you were up in the air after last week's show. You said you gave them an ultimatum. They did have a good conversation within it, but
we've had meetings, we've had discussions. And
I'm fine with whatever you choose, man.
Of course, and I appreciate you allowing your leader to really be able to pull that off. But, no power hour today. That's not happening.
Listener 92 was wondering about Steve's 32.
Over my dead body.
No, we will have Steve's 32. I'm pushing back on that.
We'll have Steve's 32.
Yeah,
that's
Steve's
fine.
32 over is coming up at body. 1:30.
Over my dead body, we'll have power hour. It's not happening.
Okay. Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. Real quick, I saw this from Sporting News as they ranked each NFL team's potential Hall of Famers on the current roster. And you and I were arguing about this before the show. They have Travis Kelce as a lock for Canton already. They write up, file him under the special receivers from the position that has defined this era. 100%, according to Sporting News, Travis Kelce will be a Hall of Famer.
Do you remember any of the other ones? Tom Brady, I'm sure of it. Kelvin Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin wasn't.
Aaron Donald. Is Aaron Donald a lock?
Yeah, they had 28 players that were locks for Canton. Larry Fitzgerald and Terrell Suggs, Julio Jones, Earl Thomas, Frank Gore, to name a few. Luke Kuechly, I could go through. 28 current Hall of Famers, locks for Canton. They look at Travis Kelce as if he's a lock. Now, real quick, because it's going to come across like I'm being negative. My point is he's had three great seasons, a total of five very good seasons. To me, the Hall of Fame, you need to do it longer than 5 years. You need to have a body of work larger than five seasons if I'm going to say you're a lock for the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's crazy. He does it for another three seasons. Hey, that's an 8-year stretch of being a Pro Bowler. You know, you have two plus All-Pro bursts in there as well. Give me three more seasons, and then I'm with you. He's been one of, if not the best tight end in the NFL for the past three seasons. There's a debate whether it's him or Kittle, just like it was a debate whether it was him or Gronkowski. Give me a few more years, and then I'm with the Sporting News when they say that if Travis Kelce hangs up his cleats right now, he eventually walks into Canton. I can't say that.
In most cases, it has to be. But the NFL is not as much as of the great players in the like the greatest player. Are you the best player like it is in basketball and baseball? It's about like position. Like generally, how good are you at positions? And if you were the best running back for an extended period of time, you know, that generally adds up in your era. And to me, at that position, the reason why Aaron Donald ain't played in the league for about 5 years, he's been one of the real dominant players at defensive tackle since he's been in the league.
And you think if he hangs it up, he walks into the Hall of Fame? How long has Aaron Donald been in the
league? That's not a question.
No, I'm asking you, how long has Aaron Donald been in the league?
I think Aaron Donald's been in the league 5 years.
Okay.
Without question, Aaron Donald.
That's just not enough for me. We got different standards of Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I think
5 years is enough that you can hang it up and walk into the Hall of Fame. I'm never going to subscribe
for that. For the last 4 years, Aaron Donald's been the best defensive tackle. In the last 2 years, at least, he's been the best defensive player in the entire league. Back-to-back NFL MVPs. He's dominant there. Yes, he's a. And I think that at his position, I think I'm not saying he's as dominant as Aaron Donald has been, but I think in his position, I think Travis Kelce has been in the same ballpark in terms of tight ends. I think it's a very big deal to me the last 3 years, in my opinion. He's been the best tight end in football, and that's why I would argue maybe the best tight end we've ever seen in the sport, Rob Gronkowski, was still playing. So, I think he is maybe not first ballot if he ended it right now, but yes, I think he'd be a Hall of Famer.
Kelly in Overland Park, congratulations. You win $50 to Rye on the Plaza as Christmas in July rolls on.
Newsflash.
Serta's Newsflash.
Early Wednesday morning, the NBA received interesting news that Kawhi Leonard signed just a 3-year deal with the Los Angeles Clippers, which could make the 2021 NBA free agent class absolutely loaded with Giannis, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Blake Griffin, Bradley Beal, CJ McCollum, Rudy Gobert, Victor Oladipo, Mike Conley, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Jrue Holiday, all potentially being free agents.
Don't put Mike Conley or Blake Griffin in that group. Both of them will be done in 2 years. They're not going to be those superstar players.
Mike Conley will definitely be basketball dead by the time he's a free agent again. And you're right, Blake might be too. I feel like Blake's athleticism might lose, but completely be gone in 6 months. Like, he shouldn't play pickup at all. Coming up, we continue Thursday all day long. Your chance to win Rye on the Plaza, $50 to Rye on the Plaza coming up. Two opportunities next. Those texting in asking about Power Hour, because we normally do it at this time. Folks, we're not doing Power Hour. We're talking more things you want to talk, and that's Bubba.
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
What are you doing?
The Power Hour.
Serta, stop. Cut this. Serta, cut it off.
Guess who's here?
Woo-hoo-hoo!
12 minutes. More sex, less sports. Power.
Serta, seriously.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm wonderful.
I didn't see the rundown. What do we got today?
What are you doing?
Did you hear? Were you listening to us earlier? Did you know that my favorite Royal of all time?
Who's that?
Bubba Starling.
Oh.
He's going to join the team tomorrow. Better. I don't know if you've been to the K this year, but you might see little old Steve on Crown Vision every now and then. I want to switch my favorite player of all time to Bubba Starling.
You look pretty good when you're on Crown Vision. Who is Starling replacing?
I want to say it was Gerard Dyson.
Gerard Dyson.
I think at the time, I was really feeling Gerard Dyson, so I picked him because Bubba wasn't on the roster. I thought he was going to start the season on the roster, but it didn't happen, unfortunately.
I kind of feel like Starling is going to have a good weekend, whether Vern wants him to or not. You can kind of hear that Vern doesn't give a damn about how Bubba Starling does, but we here at the Power Hour, of course, do. We wish him a lot of luck.
You cut this crap
probably
off?
Probably go 9-for-9.
Boy, you better shut up.
No, Ryan, I'm not going to shut up. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, boy, you better shut up.
I love him.
Picking a team and really trying to give my heart.
Right, you want to join in like this. That's good. We appreciate that.
Thank you for contributing. But we do have to get serious for a second, Pete, because what? I think there's something that we really disagree about.
Oh, no.
And, you know, you're a Chiefs guy. You're a Patrick Mahomes guy. And I love Pat myself,
I do love Pat,
even though
yeah.
I am a Browns fan.
Great hair.
I mean, I think he's a little lacking in style, personally.
He's a little bulky now. Got some meat.
He has put on some size.
Put him on a sandwich. He's got some meat on him now.
Some bulk. But, you know, he did not win Best Male Athlete last night at the ESPYs. He won Best NFL Player.
Straight up, Rob.
Giannis won Best Male Athlete. And I think Giannis deserved to win Best Male Athlete. I honestly think he did. He's the MVP of the NBA.
I think you sometimes have these takes just to go against the grain.
The NBA has the best athletes
in the world.
This
is a terrible
take. They do.
The NFL has never seen a season like Patrick Mahomes' season last. I don't care who.
The NFL doesn't have the athletes that the NBA
does. Giannis maybe shouldn't have even won MVP in his own league.
They have
let alone all of sports.
The best athletes in the world.
That's preposterous.
And so that means that he is a better athlete. So he should win Best Male Athlete.
Patrick Mahomes might be better than Giannis if he decided to play in the NBA right now.
Please.
Best Male Athlete.
We saw him at the gym.
All right, Fitz.
Laying up on
do you
scrubs.
Think that Giannis could
he
throw
can't do what Giannis
a ball,
does.
A whole
Giannis
football
is the best player
feels
in the world.
Lame.
The best player in the world.
Giannis couldn't hold a cup of tea to Pat.
Yeah, let me get that 12-piece, but I want all five.
So I got friends visiting this weekend, Steve, coming into town from beautiful Tampa, Florida. If you were showing someone around Kansas City, where would you go to first? Besides the Quickie Mart to get a pack of six. I know that's right.
The Plaza. I'm a big fan of the Plaza. Now maybe stop at Rye on the Plaza. It is Christmas in July. We are giving away. It's Thirsty Thursday. We've got gift cards to Rye on the Plaza, Lucas Liquor, Wine, and Spirits. That's pretty much it on Thirsty Thursday. But all day long. And call in right now. Call at 15.
Happy Thirsty Thursday here from all of us at the Power Hour. Pete Sweeney, Steven Serta. Good to have you here, Steve. You I will say, I like your shirt you're wearing today. It's a flower. It's got some flowers to it.
They're not flowers, but I appreciate that, Pete. It means a lot to
me. Holy hornballs.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but our former friend, Demetrius Harris, who is, by the way, in my opinion, a very underappreciated player, said that he's going to teach the city of Cleveland and the Browns how to win because he tasted how close it was to being in a Super Bowl last year with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, don't forget, Harris had his hands on the ball during that Steelers playoff game. It was called back due to our guy, LT, Eric Fisher. And so he's tasted it before, and it was taken from his grasp by Big Fish with the untimely hold. One thing I'll always say about Demetrius and watching him is very impressive how he could catch the difficult passes, yet the easy ones just hit him in the old face. And so he brings that game to Cleveland, and nothing but good things. I bet you know, I'll tell you one thing, and this is an honest point here. The Chiefs wish they still had the slot. I think there's no tight end two on the roster. Kelsey's been injured before. Mistake made by the Chiefs. I like Demetrius too. He, you know, good guy. Good in the open field. He's big.
I mean, if I can get serious for a second.
Boy, again, you better shut up.
Demetrius Harris. Chiefs are really going to regret that. Travis Kelce, numbers going way down without Demetrius Harris on the other side. That Demetrius Harris impact that he has on the offense. Maybe not way down.
I don't know about that.
Travis Kelce, not going for 1,000 this season. Not without Demetrius Harris.
They just added a receiver.
Not without
Travis Kelce's a receiver
not
more than a tight end.
Not without our guy Demetrius on the other side.
Sometimes I feel like you are on crack.
I don't think people give enough credit to Demetrius Harris and the impact that he had. John Dorsey loved him. That's why John Dorsey said, that's my guy. I'm going to go out and get him and put him on the other side of David Njoku, and he's going to make David Njoku the game changer that I know he can be.
There's multiple receivers. DeMarcus Robinson. You got Sammy Watkins. Mecole Hardman. Kelce, way more of a receiver. His numbers aren't going to be touched.
Boy, you better shut up.
I don't know.
It's been a good power hour.
I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight both of you. I'm going to fight both of you.
You've been trying to get into the conversation the entire time.
Holy hornballs.
This has been 12 minutes of electricity.
It's not even been 12.
Woo!
12 minutes of electricity. More sex, less sportsman.
And we can go 14 if we want to.
Picking a team and really trying to give my heart.
Why does Pete bring his computer in for that?
He's a busy man.
What the hell's he preparing? Guys, I know we have a lot of fun, but I hate our show right now. Like, I'm very angry at what's been on the air. It's not funny. No one's really laughing.
I've got no power.
You are a paper lion.
I love him.
You are a joke, Ron.
You're
sit
right
there and you call yourself a leader, and that's the crap we just put out for.
Not Boy, again, you better shut up.
For 8 minutes.
He's sitting here having someone hold the door so I can't get in and continuing to shut my mic off every time I try to speak.
Turn off the damn music.
This is.
And I'll admit,
man,
previous episodes have been funny. That was just stupid. Not making it any better with those stupid drops. Yeah, you know what's missing from that Show and Vern program? Yeah, the one ranked 12th. More drops. That's what's holding us back.
I really think
I'm done for the rest of this show. Final 80 minutes are yours, man. I got nothing left. I got nothing. Golly.
I just.
Quite the leader.
No. I think I'm just going to have to take it up a notch next Thursday. I'm just going to stop coming in.
I'm with you. No, but then they'll do the show.
If they're going to do this, I'm going to, like.
Well, first of all, let's not act like we're secure enough in our jobs that we can just no call, no show. We do that. They're ripe to give the job to Rocco and Dusty.
Put your hands up in the air like that.
Notice I didn't say Serta.
How about we split it next week? You get a chance to make 5 minutes of funny good. We do power hour.
I don't want to do either one of those stupid, terrible ideas.
913, good. Keep Steve and Pete on. You gotta
be kidding me. There's no way. Those are just diehard listeners that are just trolling you and I.
314.
Because that was crap.
It was absolutely crap.
It's always crap. It always
is. There were some moments
what
where
were
it's all right.
What were we going to talk about? We had a Bubba Starling topic we were going to get to.
Man.
You said you wanted to ask me on the air. Can we just do that and forget about this stupid power hour and never play it again?
There's more no sex, way less sports.
Power. Someone texted, I guess Ron is dead. In my heart, yes. That was the best part of
Did
the show.
Did you take my pen, Pete? You son of a bitch.
All right. See, we were trying to get better. We really are. We might as well just drop the less sex, more sports thing if we're just rolling this out. We might as well just get nasty to the top.
No.
I've tried to get better. This fool is I don't know who is that. Rocco standing at the door, not allowing me to get in. Is this...
never realized how much I needed.
You know what
power
makes me mad about it? Every single week after the power hour, Serta always comes up to us and went, you know what? I went back and listened to it. I think there's a few things we could do
better.
And then
yeah.
It never gets better.
And he always says, you know, I thought some of it was funny, but I can see how people would get annoyed by all the sound effects.
And then it's the same stupid crap every week.
It was more.
This is bad radio talking about.
They added me on it.
I just don't.
Shut up.
You know, I just get overwhelmed in the moment.
Give me my pen back, Pete.
This one here is perfect. If you're arguing about the ESPYs and who won it and who should have won it, punch yourself in the face.
Exactly. That's not us. We're not debating ESPYs. Who was really the best male athlete in the world? No, that's not us.
Giannis.
And Pete, it's Giannis. I'm calling him Giannis. I'm going to punch you right in the Giannis. Can we get to the Bubba Starling? Bubba Starling called up. Can we try and save this sinking ship?
I've never been more mentally drained than that.
Oh, Bob Sutton, after a Bob Sutton press conference.
This was worse.
No,
this was worse.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No. The sound
of God. No. This was worse.
Protein House, eat with a purpose, text line 69306. What was worse, that power hour or any press conference ever by Bob Sutton?
I would.
No, I gotta push back there.
I'm
Bob
just
Sutton
saying.
Was awful. Bob Sutton would rip your soul out.
I would ask that our producer
don't
pull up something of Bob Sutton to
Please.
Remember, but I know that's not possible.
No.
I now know that he's been working on this Power Hour show the entire time, maybe all week. Maybe that's why he hasn't been able to pull out any of these. They didn't even allow me to do the read.
Whatever, man. If you still want to win stuff, we still got that going for us here on Show and Burn. Christmas in July.
You guys are the KCTV5 of sports radio.
I do have a Bob Sutton montage that I made one time.
We are.
If you guys want to hear that.
Shut up. Did you hear what that person just said to us?
This is where we are.
So Bob Sutton montage?
No, we were just gutted by that texter.
Right? Are you?
Oh.
I just want to pee on myself. I just...
Well, you've already crapped on yourself this month, so why not finish it out with
that
the rest of your...
That was last month.
Okay. Well, either way, in this summer, you've already crapped your pants, so why not pee your pants?
The best thing that we can do is try to give away something to you. $50 to Rye on the Plaza the next time you hear these sleigh bells that aren't going to get played on time.
Hey!
Amanda from Springfield, congratulations on your $50 to Rye on the Plaza. I really want to apologize to the listeners for that.
Well, then let's just give them better radio. Let's just move on.
But I don't. They all loved it.
No, they didn't. No, I'm not looking at that then. Those are people trolling us.
All right.
That's not real.
I'm going to get to the real big story of the day.
I'll choke you.
I'm sorry.
I won't really do that.
I almost on the air said, I'm going to Daryl Bevel you up. Like, I don't know if you heard the F forming. I was not going to say Daryl Bevel.
Right.
Steve,
stop, man.
I'm serious, man. I'm just going to hit him.
All right, so
I really am.
Anyway, the big story, Bubba Starling.
Bubba Starling has gotten called up.
Yes.
Finally.
Congratulations.
And now D. Jackson is texting us. Give me more power hour.
D, come on, man.
Lord, D. Jackson.
D, come on, D.
Come on, man. Come on. You got to be kidding me, D.
D. Jackson, of course.
You don't mean that in your heart.
Channel 41. D, you're a sports fan.
All right, he said give me more power hour over Bob Sutton's presses.
Okay.
Or maybe that.
Yes. Okay.
I
agree with that. Honestly, though, Serta, you got to stop with the drops because I know where Jason Katz is, and I know he'd rather work on our show. We can make a one-for-one trade real quick with KMBZ.
I'll give him cash considerations to go along with
you could have Rocco and Serta give us Katz.
I ain't going to do that to Rocco. Rocco wasn't a part of that.
Oh.
No, he was.
Rocco, you're collateral damage.
He had to hold the door for me when I couldn't get in.
I've known Rocco for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean that much to me. See you later, bud.
Don't put that up because Vern doesn't like those wristbands because he's not a part of it.
If you're going to fire us, then we quit.
I can't even hold it in.
What a clown.
What an idiot. All right.
So Bubba Starling.
Bubba Starling. All right.
Come on.
I've heard you talk, and you've said this in a way where you're like,
It's something about Kansas City and how Kansas City is reacting and being so happy. And you almost made the point, you all have won. Right. You've won a championship. You're from the Michigan area, Detroit. You grew up as a Tigers fan.
Didn't win anything.
Would it be different there? Do you feel like this is a Kansas City thing, the way people are getting themselves? Because you can't ignore it. People are responding to the fact that I'm going out to the ballpark. I'm really excited about Bubba. Like, would this not be a thing in Detroit?
No, it would. If it's a local kid.
It's a local kid. It would blow. Okay.
Yes.
Even if they stuck. Okay. I didn't know. Because you do come from Detroit's a bigger city than Kansas City. And I was wondering if you felt like this was a Kansas City thing of why they're reacting.
Maybe not in baseball. Maybe another sport. I just feel like when you have other options, right? Kansas City, there's baseball and the professional football team. Other cities that have.
But I'm talking
four.
About this exact scenario where there is a guy that's from Lansing, Michigan, or
like John Smoltz,
Auburn Hills, and he was like 27 when he finally got called up, but he was a top 10 pick. Would it be as big a deal? Because the Tigers are having the similar type of season.
Okay. To that question, I push back, and I don't know how big of a deal it is here to begin with. It's a big deal in that it's happening. That we can say the local product is finally getting his opportunity at the big league level, and we're going to celebrate his perseverance. But as far as the baseball part of it, I don't believe, and I think this is where you and I disagree, I don't believe the baseball part of it is a big deal. When Nicky Lopez got the call up, I think that was a bigger baseball deal. Bubba Starling getting the call up is a bigger Kansas City deal, if that makes sense.
Because I know you believe in Detroit, Nicky Lopez's call-up wouldn't have been that big of a deal. I think you sense the difference between Bubba and Nicky. As I told you, Nicky was kind of a big deal.
Nicky's a bigger baseball deal than Bubba Starling is, but Bubba's a much bigger city
emotional
deal.
Thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
I told you,
perfect.
I said it when Nicky came up, people were excited, and Nicky was a story for 3 or 4 days. But I said Bubba will be much bigger. Much bigger in terms of how people feel as much of a story and how excited and the interest that people will have on it.
How it makes people feel. And again, this is also a different city. And I'm starting to see why you brought up Detroit. Kansas City is different in the way that we invest in athletes, the way that we care about the person along with the athlete. There is more of a small town feel where you end up investing in the family. I mean, Ben Zobrist, the way you fell in love with his entire family, right? I think that's different. I don't know if that happens.
Especially with guys that are our guys.
No question.
And local our guys.
Yes. Yeah, the fact that Bubba Starling is local, the diehards, I don't think will write him off as quickly as they would if he wasn't the local guy, right? Like Kyle Zimmer, I think people are a top pick, are more willing to write off than they would be Bubba Starling.
Yes,
people want Bubba Starling to work.
Hunter Dozier,
Kyle Zimmer,
Christian
if
Cologne.
It doesn't work right away, it's going to be a finger pointed at Dayton. We're trying to pick up as a community Bubba Starling. Yeah, I think that will be that will come through the radio over the next 3 games against Detroit. You'll hear the support. And I even think on Cody's postgame show, I mean, that's going to be a great postgame show on Friday, because I do think regardless of what he does on the field, it will still be a celebration of our guy made it. How about that perseverance? How about that fight that he showed? Because on the field, I don't get this feeling. Because when I think of a prospect making a debut, I'm thinking of Hosmer and Moustakas and the stories I heard about those guys making their big league debuts. Those guys were looked at as saviors. Now that you've won, my hope is that Royals fans view the team through the prism of, are you going to help us win another championship? I don't look at Bubba Starling as a guy where I'm saying, all right, you're up here. Well, let's go. Let's go get it. You need to be a part of this core that's going to bring the next championship to Kansas City. Maybe I'm off base on that, but I don't believe Kansas City views him that way. The way that you should view Brady Singer, Jackson Kowar, eventually Bobby Witt Jr., guys that are going to be someone to help push you over into a championship era of Royals baseball once again.
I want to apologize once again as we were railroaded by the Power Hour. This is why people, we're 12th and 15th. This is why people don't even know who we are.
Also, I was playing those sleigh bells at very inopportune times.
We were on yesterday on Dana and Parks. I'm pretty sure we talked to them pretty much every day. I don't think they know who we are.
No, they don't.
He never even called me. He didn't even call me Ron the show. Just kept calling me
Ron.
And
hold on. Let's not act like you're a big enough deal like that people should know you're Ron the show.
We talk to him every day. Foot. Like, I bet you out here right now in this newsroom, how many people out there in this newsroom do you think know our names?
Like, for
maybe you a little bit. I bet you there's no. I bet you we could go get
people first and last name. No way. People think my name's Vern, and then they don't know the last name.
Everybody knows who Steve is.
Shut up.
I talk to people.
No, for real. Shut up, man. You've done enough.
Like, seriously. How many? Like, I bet you right now, if Rocco went and grabbed three people, and we all brought them in here one at a time, I bet you none of them know my name.
First and last, I agree. I don't think any of them will have mine. I know they don't know Steve's.
I don't think they would even have my nickname. Not just first and last. I don't think they would have Ron the show.
I think you're really underestimating how many people know Steve.
Okay. I'll do that. Go grab three people from the newsroom. Most of them work at KNBC.
And we talk to them every day.
There's probably some people that work at 610 that don't know our full names. Nor should they. We just put the Power Hour on.
You're right. And it's just,
the hell do we deserve
this makes
anything?
It worse. Continuing Thirsty Thursday, coming up, your chance to win $25 to Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore.
Where's my pen?
I don't know, man. You can just give up on the pen.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.